This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. U.S. and Canadian officials are citing intelligence they say indicates an Iranian missile was responsible for the deadly crash of a Ukrainian jetliner Tuesday that killed 176 people. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
The evidence indicates that the plane was shot down by an Iranian surface-to-air missile.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says that evidence comes from multiple sources. U.S. officials say they don't know whether it was intentional, but the strike could well have been a mistake, coming in the hours after Iran launched a ballistic missile attack against Iraqi military bases housing U.S. troops. President Trump spoke about the plane's downing at the White House.
It was flying in a pretty rough neighborhood, and somebody could have made a mistake.
In an initial report, Iranian investigators say the pilots made no distress call, but the plane went down in flames as it was turning back for the airport. All 176 people on board were killed. At least 63 were Canadian citizens. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The House of Representatives is voting on a non-binding measure aimed at limiting President Donald Trump's ability to take military action against Iran. The resolution is largely symbolic, and a similar bill is not expected to pass the Senate. President Trump did not consult with congressional leaders ahead of the attack that killed Iranian General Qasem Soleimani, and afterward, he sent Congress a notification explaining the rationale but kept it classified. Congress has allowed its war powers role to erode since the passage of the Authorization for Use of Military Force in 2001 to fight terrorism after the 9/11 attacks. Another AUMF was passed in 2002 for the invasion of Iraq. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to voanews.com. This is VOA News. Following an interpersonal